Hello, hello, hello. This is Charlie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe. And today, I'll just let them speak. You guys are all on.
We're on?
Yes.
Hi.
We're back with the training for today.
Ball.
Yeah. So you're not going to hear very much from us, but...
Rare.
Yeah, we
so
have
rare.
Mia, Alexia,
don't talk
Anna.
In the air.
Yes. Hi.
And I'm literally talking over.
Yeah, you're literally
sorry.
Talking.
Sorry, do it again. Thank you, intersection.
That's probably about the ice on the roads.
Oh, most yeah. likely.
If you're listening and you're driving, be very careful.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Almost
for
slipped,
a little...
fell, died on the million steps on the way here.
Going
stay tuned
down
for a
the hill.
Weather segment coming from us.
All right, our first song. Hey World by King Cruel, and that'll be long, and you won't hear from us. Bye.
Bye.
Everything good. have to go. I guess I have to go. Take the train to the end of line. See where you can go. You spend just plastic and do or die. Better flip it, think about it, and you'll do just fine, girl. These things will come and go. Yeah, you're not alone. Deep in the metropole. The ache of thunder in the storms of your mind. Soak it in for the rain will pass in time. Nothing wrong in sinking low. You're the omen of paradise. Yeah, the ghosts they put aside, girl. But don't forget you're not alone. But sometimes you stretch. But don't forget you're not alone. But sometimes you stretch. Every minute, every second, you're not alone. You're not alone. Sometimes you stretch, sometimes you stretch, yeah. But don't forget you're not alone. Don't forget you're not alone, girl. Sometimes you stretch. Don't forget you're not alone. Too close in times of pain. When the ceiling drips, the room's bathed in gray. Outside's a trip for another day. I keep telling those, expelling those negative holes to go away. But it seems to grip more every day. The walls get taller, self-medicate. And how did you get this low? That's what their illness spoke for every word they had to say. Better off to sleep in me this way. Better off to sleep in. Guess this ain't the world that I dreamt of. How many hits can one take? How many dicks can one soul make? I wrap myself inside my duvet. You think these blue giants feel the same? You think they ever have these days? You think they ever have these days? To end. Such a funny life I live. I think about it all the time. I bleed. Watch it flow right out of me. Why stop breathing? Page is about to turn. Such a funny life. I think about it all the time. I see. Someone told me it gets worse. I disbelieve. For I'd be overseas, it's curing disease, but now it's part of me. Such a funny life. Such a funny life. I think about it all the time. Such a funny life.
Hello? That was my favorite song ever. That's Hey World by King Krewel. I've listened to that probably an average of once a day since that released in 2019. It's my computer screensaver. It's on Spotify now, so another excuse to listen to it. Next up, we have Tuesday Moon by Neutral Milk Hotel off of their new re-release. WMFO DJs, play more new music. Challenge, go. Next, we're going to play a station ID to show the trainees how that works. So, yeah, come on over, guys.
This is Brian Grinahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Alright guys, that was that. This is Mysterious River Snake by The Sweet Enoughs. Next up, Tuesday Moon. But first, weather correspondent, would you like to give us our weather report? Let me turn on your mic. Wait, can you just go to mic 3? That one's better. Yes. Weather?
Hello. Yeah, weather. Weather. This is short weather. Icy, sleety, rainy, slippery. Be careful.
And what's the future look like?
Future forecast for the week.
You don't even have to look it up. Just make a guess. It's about as accurate.
Yeah, it's like warm, cold, like New England, global warming.
My
yeah,
guess
you know
is
the
it's
drill.
Gonna be cold tomorrow.
It's like warm.
It's supposed to be warm tomorrow?
It's warm. It's like 40, 50s. I don't know. I'm looking at Celsius right now.
That'll be better.
Right. After what we went through last weekend, it's warm.
Neutral Milk Hotel, let's go.
I was off in a forest somewhere, I don't know where, but somewhere, and I was sitting on top of this huge tree. I don't know how I got up there, like that tree way over there, just a little tiny point, I was just sitting on it, and I was afraid to move, and I moved, and the tree just bent with me. That was weird.
That's cool.
Building, pushing up towards the sky. And I just wanna climb your tower. See you dressed like apple pie. Yeah. Oh, I love you on a Tuesday. Oh, I love you on a Tuesday. Vegetable hand on my perfume. I am changing colors daily. Jumping to my post box smile. Everything's exploding, baby.
It's your love, controlled by a remote. It's your love, controlled by a remote. I can't sleep, and I'm losing control. Green moon, as I watch the twilight, I dance with you. Green eyes, green moon, hold my hand. Green crystal lakes, I fly away. Green crystal lakes, I fly away. Watch your tongue, the devil's right around the corner. Watch your step, baby girl, I know just how it feels. And if you wanna live the way, baby girl, I just show it, I will never ever ever leave. Life is such a beautiful game. If you wanna play, baby girl, we can play. Goes to the
of the things that most people aren't aware of is the fact that 999 out of 1,000 species that ever existed.
I'm Dr. William Goetsch, chairman of the American Museum Hayden Planetarium in New York, and today we're talking to Dr. James Treffel, who is Clarence J. Robinson, professor of physics at George Mason University. Jim, good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Bill.
Jim, you've been working on an area of investigation which has come to be called mass extinctions. You want to talk about that a little bit?
When you look at life on Earth, Bill, one of the things that most people aren't aware of is the fact that 999 out of 1,000 species that ever existed are extinct. The one that we're most aware of course, is the dinosaurs. Everybody knows that the dinosaurs disappeared about 65 million years ago. What most people don't realize is that at the same time that the dinosaurs were being wiped out, roughly 60% of all the rest of living things on Earth were being wiped out as well. When you have something like that, which is just way beyond any human experience, we call it a mass extinction. And there are dozens of these that we can see in the past. The one that got the dinosaurs wasn't the biggest, it wasn't even the latest.
How does a physicist get interested in this, and what's the possible tie-in?
Well, in 1980, a very interesting discovery was made by a father and son team. The father was Luis Alvarez, the late Luis Alvarez, who was a Nobel laureate in physics. His son is a professor of geology at Berkeley. And what they discovered is that at the same time that the dinosaurs were becoming extinct, a large asteroid hit the Earth. And they proposed that it was the asteroid that in fact caused the extinction, that it kicked up a cloud of dust which blotted out the sun for a period of months, and of course with the sun gone, plants died and animals died and so forth. What they showed was that what we normally think of as physics and astronomy has an impact on what we normally think of as biology, that life on Earth didn't develop just independently of the rest of the universe.
There's been another theory with regard to extinctions. Could you comment on this?
Yeah, it seems that these mass extinctions occur about every 26 million years. I should say it's 13 million till the next one. But it seems that these mass extinctions are regular, and of course, the most regular things we know about are astronomical things, the movement of planets, the movement of stars, and there are all kinds of theories as to how these mass extinctions happen. The one that I think has gotten the greatest press is the so-called nemesis idea, which is the idea that the sun has a companion star, which comes close to every 26 million years, and shakes up the comet cloud that surrounds the solar system and sends maybe a billion comets in. And, of course, one or two of those are going to hit the Earth. And these are the things that cause the extinctions in this particular theory. I should hasten to add that no one's seen a star yet, and we don't know that it's really there. So in this picture, in a sense, these comets or comet storms are the bringers of death. They clear the decks every 26 million years.
We've been talking to Dr. James Treffel, who's Clarence J. Robinson, professor of physics at George Mason University. I'm Dr. William Goetsch, chairman of the American Museum Hayden Planetarium in New York, and thanks for being with us.
Okay, guys, wasn't that fun? We just listened to Mass Extinctions with James Treffel and William A. Goetsch, Jr., chairman of the American Museum of Natural History's Hayden Planetarium from their 1990 summer radio series. I have no idea if the information contained within is factually accurate, as I didn't even listen to it. Either time. And before that, we had Tuesday Moon by Neutral Milk Hotel. That is kind of new, but also kind of not new. And I played it because it's Tuesday. And then after that, we had one of the new Young Lean songs. Now we're listening to Mac DeMarco, next Milo, and then Pink Panthers. And in the studio, we have the trainees, and then it's someone new. So we have Ian, the host of the show After Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe, Doopy Time.
Yeah.
Is there any advanced intel on this week's Doopy?
Actually, there isn't a Doopy this week. It's themeless.
My face is shocked.
DJ chat.
Yeah.
DJ chat.
I just wanted to, like, I don't know. I feel like the theme. I feel like I put myself in a box every week. And, like, I want to try and, like, break free a little.
All right, yeah.
That's so true.
Mic 4 definitely doesn't really work, so we're going to have to order a new one.
Yeah, so I turn it off.
All right, we're going to turn mic 4 off because it's just going to be too much static all the way up.
Silence.
Yeah.
I don't care.
So now the focus is back on our two wonderful trainees.
We're here.
So we're going to ask you guys some questions.
Oh, my God.
So let's start with Mia.
Yes.
Since you're to my left.
Hi.
Tell me a little about yourself and why you want to do college radio.
A little about myself. Well, I'm a second year BFA student studying at SMFA, right, at Tufts University. I'm from Miami. That is something I mentioned last time I was on here. Why I want to do college radio? Because I grew up around radio culture my whole life. My dad is a DJ on the radio, is now TV host, podcast host as well. So it's something that I grew up around a lot and something that just really interests me. So that's why I'm here. And big music fan as well. So yeah, that's my situation.
Excellent answer. Ian just said we love music fans, but
yeah,
that mic's not on.
Yeah,
and Anna
co-signs
it. All right, next up, Alexia. Same question.
Well, okay. I'm Alexia. I'm also a
second-year
BFA.
Perfect.
And I am from the Boston area, and I wanted to do the radio because I love talking and I love entertaining, and I want to spend some time doing something that Mia and I share a passion for. We want to do a show together, and we both love music, and we have a very similar... We have like 99%...
And we have wonderful conversations as well.
Yeah. So. We have 99% similarity on Spotify on our blend, so yeah. I think we make a good match. Yeah.
Nice. And do you have any ideas? Oh, you guys are probably going to do your show together, right?
Yeah.
So do you have any ideas of what your show is going to be named? Any ideas for what music you guys are going to play?
Name drop. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Matter of fact. That's
We're not going to tell you what it means.
We're not going to tell you what it means because it's right. between us, but...
Yeah.
All of my wonderful listeners, let's check how many there are first. 16.
Let's
wow.
go.
Great nice. Job, guys. Listening wow. to the radio, supporting college radio.
Good.
All right, let's get into the rest of the music. We have Rapper by Milo and then Pink Panthers and Ice Spice. Let's go.
Yeah. 1, 2. Like this, come on. Back in the days when I was a teenager, had Micah 9 straight on the screensaver. Look exactly like I just smoked a Green Acre. Got that information like it was data. 1, 2, let's go. One more time. I'll do it. I got the memoirs in the rental car. Spray your homies just with a simple 10 bar. Versatile, I will crush your crew from the murk, fool. I hit the mama with the two twisted fingers. And when they linger, the rap singer looks like Deborah Winger. Dead ringer, web slinger, dead up in the street, fool. I'm Crenshaw smoking menthols with choo-choo. All you niggas get the juju. My name is like Flojo, you don't know, bro. I'm from the Blow Dojo. You're so-so, fuck them niggas, they don't know, bro.
Yeah, nigga, you just not know.
I said this shit with the language splice. When it come through, huh, you ain't a half a slice. From the afterlife, got the hazelites. Look exactly like twinkling stars. When I mingle with the bars, yo. I look exactly like Grand Poobah. They know that they got the plaid tuba. All of you niggas don't know what to do, bruh. I am a rapper, young whippersnapper, jive master. Always live on the master. A telecaster from the Merc, bro. Los Angeles, serve the niggas on the turf, though. Yeah, you know what's up. 1, 2, I can't drink a mile.
Come on. I'm on minutia. I'm on my new shit. 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 And each week gets another nigga killed. Imported bits of eloquence direct from Margaritaville. Never imagined Blade Runner as an idyllic film. And the Pokemon Go, and the Pokemon Go, and the Pokemon Go. On Potrero Hill bent, whole head under firmament. Guess I'll just scat off axis. Arrogant as ever while I rattle off my praxis. I got these nectarines from Ganymede. Silivigan. Dueling with insignificance. Whatever it takes to whittle at the hours. A never-ending game of padiddle with these cowards. Like, why don't you take your clothes off? Argus with 100 eyes. How we hearken to another time. And for following every rule, all you received was applause. And for following every rule, all you received was applause. And for following every rule, all you received was applause. And for following every rule, all you received was applause. And for following every rule, all you received was applause. And for following every rule, all you received was applause.
Like that boy is a cap, saying he home but I know where he at. Like, bet he blowing her back, think about me cause he know that it's fat.
Damn.
And it been what it been, calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my shit cause he know what I'm on, but when he hit me I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you, and I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky shit that you do.
sometimes it's awful hard to tell.
All right, we're back, and very special message. Go.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Great work. Have you guys seen this movie?
Which one?
Fantastic Planet? That the
yes.
song?
Yes! No.
We gotta watch it then. It's a good one.
It's next on the list.
We gotta add it to the list.
I got the vinyl for Christmas. It's one of my favorite possessions now.
The Fantastic Planet.
I should have brought it today. All right.
Next time.
We don't have much time, so wait. What should the next song be? I didn't even think about it.
Whatever you feel.
It's your show.
But before this was Down by the Seaside by Led Zeppelin, and then before that was Ice Spice. No other radio station will you get this variety. No other radio show will you get this variety. All right, let's listen to something new.
Hello? How's
kill
everyone's
time.
Day?
Oh, kill time.
Oh, everybody's day? Wonderful.
Kill
yours?
Time.
I kind of slipped on the way here. Well, I almost did. Oh. Let's hear from the person who actually slipped on ice today.
All right, we don't need to kill any time. I managed to click on this song.
Taste you, use you, scar you, fuck you, break you, need you, dream you, find you, taste you, use you, scar you, fuck you, break you. Spare change for drugstore sushi, juggle monkey hustle break for hand roll Lucy. Kept his kick lace loosely, never plan on running. Lucky Luke, George Duke, stand and watch how it's coming. Cloud cover, acid rain, blasted, crashing, burning the shade, brushing ashes. Broken sleep, calmly reach for his blade. Bulls on parade, universal laws that remain. Head in the game, caught in the tech, fresh out, trying to maintain. Wax and wane, chapped in ashen, hack human half, which y'all laughing? Reality's not all that's displayed. Graphic hard plastic, automated action, agitated how we behave. Wide net cast over jacket chasm, compassion, we're a fucking plague. Anxiously, waiting for the world to collapse, then nothing happened. Out here trying to get a fax, cause that goddamn Gmail's backwards. Rose with the sun, the sky looks soft behind these window bars. Wrought iron, my city defies silence. Tiny riots, islands to ourselves. Speeding down the belt, transatlantic air traffic overhead. Honking secrets in public, buzzing lies when in private. Befuddled in lesbian covens, begging missa for a slice. Bless you, son of Eshu, boondocks, three red room we bled through. Made a mess, birth cycle successful. Might have done with less, but we never went without. Might have done with less, but we never went without.
We never went without.
Might have done with less, but never went without.
We never went without.
Yellow back radio broke down. Nomos negates agape. Nostrum grocers cosplay. To reiterate, there's no off days. So if I'm repeatedly pretending, I'm replete to keep the ending. Pip squeaks keep cementing me to yesterday's projections. A stunning introspective of the very old young person. Why is my thumb hurting? I be posting signs and bills and symbols across the labor temple. Teeny funks like minefields to a mostly fragile mental state. Tabula rasa require impeccable credit statement. But to whom did niggas accredit the statement? But to whom did niggas accredit the statement?
Thank you.
That's our show for today. This is Charlie. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in to WMFO on this brisk and frigid Tuesday night. If you enjoyed the show, stick around for the next show, Doopy Time.
Yeah.
With, you gotta get real close to the mic. Mic 4 is broken.
Hello. No, you gotta like use the mic.
All right, get ready for the doopy. That's all I gotta say for that. And if you really enjoyed the show, come back next week for another episode.
And listen to my show at 2 p.m. on Sundays, Something the Air with DJ Anna with two N's.
And listen to my show, Doopy Time, in 4 minutes.
All right, stay tuned.
They're getting silenced.
Thank you, Charlie, for training you, us yes. and having us.
Thank you for having us all again.
Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's Frank James, Jesse Gentile, Kid and all the rest. These some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways, they would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, cause I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near and far, I say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my white house Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.
Deep in a 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 de